Yeah, definitely. And the main thing is getting a result at this point. You know, it's always tough. You know, we're in a no-win situation. You know, win the game comfortably, and you should have done that. You don't win the game comfortably, and you know, you get beat like York and Dalton did, and you know, and it's in you know, it's a poor performance. But you know, I thought the players were brilliant today. I thought I was disappointed that we had a bit of a wobble after they scored. It was a poor goal to give away, but before that, I thought we were excellent. We controlled the game, good possession, good passing, moving people about, and got in good areas. Didn't quite pick the final pass as I'd liked, but you know, had a little bit of a wobble for 20 minutes, and they created one or two opportunities, but second half again controlled the game comfortably.
Both your goals,
yeah,
are very different. The first, yeah, from Devante Rodney,
yeah,
very composed, took his time, yeah, and just slid the ball into the corner from close range. And as for the free kick from Devadix, yeah, that was, yeah, superb.
Yeah, it was. You know, Devs have got fantastic quality set plays, corners, free kicks, shooting free kicks, you know, and so on and so forth. He's technically very good from dead ball situations. And, you know, and he probably, to be honest, being harsh on him, he could add two or three this season already, you know, because the quality he's got, what the expectation level is huge of him, because you know, I see what he does in training on a daily basis, and he shoots, and you know, he hits a target majority of the time, so it was nice to get the first one when we needed it, really. And Devante's finish is brilliant. You know, he's been in some positions this season where he's maybe should have done a little bit better, but it's clear to see he's listening in training, he's working hard, and he's working on his game, and he's slotted it away nicely instead of whacking the skin off it. He's just side footed in the corner.
And I suppose the defensive aspect of the game must have pleased you as well, because Loach made vital saves, yeah, but he was well protected, I felt, throughout, yeah, by both Lang and Harrison.
Yeah, I thought the first 25 minutes were done really well. 20 minutes from when they scored leading half time, we had a wobble and they had a couple of good opportunities. Loach has made a good save, I think they've hit the woodwork, you know, which I was disappointed in. You know, just needed to forget about and get on and show a bit more resilience. Good to get them in half time, have a chat, reorganise, you know, then come out the second half where I thought, you know, the two centre-halves were excellent, absolutely fantastic centre-half. You know, they headed, they tackled, they controlled their lane, the work is a partnership, and what I want, what I need from good players like that.
How much does this result mean to you, Craig? Because even though South Shields are three levels below at times, there was very little between them. How much of a boost is this for the team at the moment? Because you are playing quite well anyway, aren't you?
Yeah, well, you know, the boost is winning a football game, full stop. You know, that's what it is. That's what we're about. That's what I'm about. That's what the team about. That's what the industry's about. It's winning football games. You know, and we're through the next round, and you know, and we'll deal with that in 2 or 3 weeks' time when that comes around. I think it's on Monday. You know, I've got no preference. You know, my complete focus switches now very quickly to Sutton United on Saturday.
Yeah, sure. And I suppose the league is always going to be your priority, I guess.
No, the priority is winning football games, wherever that is.
Right, okay.
Full stop. You know, anyone that knows me, I'm a winner. I want to win. You know, I won't let my 5-year-old daughter win. It's at a ball game, never mind anything else. And it's just, you know, today the most important game was today, because it was a here and now. It's done, it's dusted. We've got Sutton United coming up, and that's the most important game, and I want to win that.
Can I say, I think it's quite refreshing to hear a modern day manager actually say, I just want to win.
Yeah, I do, you know. And
I'm not going to pick and choose.
Yeah, no, I don't want to pick and choose. You know, I think even at the top level, players are not good enough to pick and choose. I don't think they are. Even the likes of Lionel Messi and Ronaldo, you know, thank you, good luck. And they've got to play well. You've got to play well all the time. You've got to want to win all the time, because momentum is a huge thing in sport, in football certainly, and it's the environment I've been in since I was 15, professional football, and momentum is massive. You look at today, you look at South Shields, the momentum they've got coming into today, they've got a fantastic, and that, you look for 20 minutes, the air of invincibility when they scored probably was off the back of the momentum they've got, you know, but we're in a good place as well.